USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump now stands accused of being part of a criminal conspiracy to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Fulton County DA, Democrat Fannie Willis, says Trump has until noon next Friday to voluntarily surrender, and she's promising a booking photograph of Trump to the press afterwards. Trump faces felony racketeering charges as officials release the indictment before the grand jury made their decision in Georgia yesterday. Former Senate Judiciary Committee senior advisor Garrett Ventry on Fox News last night calls out the Georgia DA for putting politics over justice.
Just the way that Fannie Willis has acted, a judge reprimanded her for holding a fundraiser for, again, a political opponent. She shared a meme, cartoons of Lindsey Graham, someone she subpoenaed in this case as well. And she's even recently, over the last 48 hours, set up a fundraising page on the indictment of President Trump here. So it looks political going into 2024. And again, I think President Trump has a really good argument here that this all, again, looks political right going into an election when he continues to surge in the polls.
Wildfires in Hawaii have now claimed at least 99 lives. Yesterday, Governor Josh Green said more than 80% of the structures that were destroyed are residential. The blaze that tore through the town of Lahaina on the island of Maui is now the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. The suspected Gilgo Beach serial killer is off suicide watch. He remains in isolated housing at the Suffolk County Jail in Long Island, New York. Rex Huerman pleaded not guilty to murder charges in the deaths of three women whose bodies were found in Gilgo Beach in 2010. A Texas woman has been awarded more than $1 billion in a lawsuit over revenge porn. The woman's ex-boyfriend, Marquez Jackson, hacked a camera system and sent the images without her consent to her friends, family, and co-workers in the Houston area. USA News.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Guests staying at hotels on the Las Vegas Strip might want to double-check their beds before calling it a night.
You may be itching to get out of your Las Vegas Strip hotel room, but it's not to gamble or run to a show. In the past year and a half, health inspectors have found bed bugs in seven resorts on the Strip. That's according to a Southern Nevada Health District complaint obtained by KLAS-TV. Named on the not-so-desirable list are Circus Circus, Caesar's Palace, Planet Hollywood, Palazzo, Tropicana, MGM Grand, and Sahara. It's believed people unknowingly brought the bedbugs in through infested luggage, clothing, blankets, and pillows. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden urges the big three car companies and the United Auto Workers Union to make a deal before their contract expires next month.
Biden, in a statement Monday, urged GM, Ford, and Stellantis to pay wages that can support a family. He also pushed companies to address the union's concerns over the transition to electric vehicle manufacturing. This comes as the union's demanding significant pay increases to match increases in CEO pay over the last several years. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Meta's Mark Zuckerberg doesn't think Elon Musk is actually serious about fighting him in MMA-style combat. The Meta CEO wrote in a Threads post that, quote, Elon isn't serious and it's time to move on, end quote. UFC CEO Dana White said the fight could have been the biggest pay-per-view draw in UFC history. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A's spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.